A Girl Named Lily. Part 7. The Sacrifice at Gibraltar. If you want to test a man's character, give him power. Abraham Lincoln. The Altar of the Cosmos. Gibraltar, UK Territory. 3rd December, 20 days earlier. Lily lay face up in a small sacrificial pool, trapped beneath its golden grill, resigned to die. She was inside a ceremonial chamber cut into the heart of the mighty rock of Gibraltar. As the oracle of Siwa, she had to be sacrificed in order to save the world. Directly above her was a wide, slanting shaft. It looked like a colossal ancient chimney that bored upward through the rock, and through it she could see the nighttime sky and a thousand glittering stars. Sphinx stood over her, gripping the fabled sword Excalibur, holding its gleaming blade poised directly above her heart, ready to run her through and thus carry out the necessary ritual. Lily closed her eyes and waited for the end. Gunfire, loud and sudden. Her eyes sprang open. They were pistol shots. She saw Sphinx turn, confused and enraged, as a bullet nicked his shoulder, spinning him, making him drop the sword and cry out in pain. Lily heard 4 more pistol shots, single shots echoing loudly in the ancient chamber, before they were drowned out by the louder and faster clatter of automatic rifle fire. Then there was silence. Gunsmoke filled the air, and the acrid smell of cordite. Hurried footsteps, the sound of Sphinx's men coming to his aid. From her position in the shallow pool, Lily saw Cardinal Ricardo Mendoza step into view, kneel beside his master and say, "Sire, sire, are you all right?" Sphinx rose, shoving the cardinal away. "I'm fine. It's a flesh wound. How the fuck did he get out?" "We don't know. It looks like he surprised his guards on the boat."
"Is he alive?" Sphinx growled.
"Yes, sire."
Gripping his bloody shoulder, Sphinx stalked out of Lily's view.
"You little shit,"
Sphinx said to someone. A weak voice answered him, the quivering, agonized voice of a young man or boy.